Riggs and Alley, rewind.
I don't want to bring it down on a Friday, but man, this keeps happening and I don't know what's going on. Do you guys? So I came in, I got a weird text message from my cousin yesterday. I'm going to talk about this.
Okay.
But what's weirder is that like a few months ago, I got a text from a very good friend of mine who said, hey, or actually I didn't get a text. Somebody told me and then I had to reach out. She found out she had stage 4 breast cancer and she's 35 years old, oof, which you don't even get mammograms at 35. So she only went in because she found
a lump. When are you supposed to start as a woman? 40?
Like 40-ish, yeah. Like, so Like 40, so I'm in now.
Yeah, men are supposed to start prostate exams like 40 or 50 too.
Is that
I think
right?
50, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like in shock when I found out that this friend of mine had stage 4, but she's been very optimistic. I haven't talked about it on the air much because it's her thing and I don't want to be, you know, I don't know how private she wants to be, but she's a fighter, amazing woman.
Uh-huh.
So then yesterday I get this text from my little cousin. Remember the one who went to Madison, Gibbons?
Yes.
We went and hung out at her apartment when we went to the Badgers game a few years ago. I can't remember if you've met her or not, Riggs, but I'm super close with this one. Now
I have not.
Now she lives in Chicago.
I feel like I know her, though.
She's
like, I should know her because you talk about her a lot. Yeah,
she's in her 20s. So, because she's technically my cousin's daughter. And does that make any
sense? Yeah,
but I call her my cousin, and we're all really close.
Yeah.
So, you know, she sends me this text yesterday and says, hey, I really need to talk to you. Can you call me sometime today? And I thought, of course, honey. And I'm thinking, maybe she has a life problem. Like, she can't figure out what to do about a man, or maybe she needs money, or I don't know. She's my little cousin. What do you need, babe? I'll call you. So I call her, and I got the headphones in. I said, well, the kids are downstairs. I didn't know what you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I have some news. It's bad, but it's not like, you know, it's going to be okay. But I was like, what is going on? She's like 25. She goes, well, I wasn't feeling very good. And I thought I had Lyme disease. And so I went to the doctor because I was sleeping like 20 hours a day and I was getting fevers. And I thought I had Lyme disease because we went camping over the summer and a friend of mine got bit by a tick and got diagnosed with Lyme disease after. And so I thought for sure I must have gotten the same thing.
Uh-huh.
She goes, and I go in, the Lyme disease people tell me nothing's wrong with you. You're fine. They write down she has depression and anxiety, right? Because they thought she was crazy. And she goes, so I start thinking I'm crazy. Why am I going to bed at 8 p.m. and waking up at 8 p.m. and waking up at 2 p.m.? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so she keeps going to the doctor, thank God, which is the real moral of the story here for people that want to give up and think they're crazy when they know something isn't right.
Yeah, go back.
Yeah, she said, not only am I, you know, sleeping 20 hours at a time, I've got fevers. Come to find out, she keeps going to the doctor. My little cousin, 25, has a mass on her lung, so they look more into it. It's freaking lymphoma, which is cancer.
Oh, my God.
So she goes, I have Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm like, what?
What?
Are you kidding? What? I thought I was calling you to talk about a boy problem.
Yeah.
What is happening around me? And so I'm like, the second person around me, way too young, messed up. And I said, well, Riggs and I are working with the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society in March. We're hosting something for them. So I am going to reach out and find out everything I can. Luckily, she's in Chicago. Her mom works in the medical field and they are working it to get her in like the best, because it's a youth cancer, because you see what I'm saying? So she needs to go into the adolescent cancer unit at Northwestern or Children's Hospital or wherever she's going to go in Chicago. So they're working. So she's got to go to oncology, which is the cancer doctor. I was telling Givens. And so now she's got all, I'm like, what is happening? You know, it's like I knew people with cancer, but it's like when it's this close to home, it's really.
I don't think you're going to be
pissing me off. F you, cancer.
Amen.
Now I know why they say that saying.
Yeah, I think people will call or text to 71037. That you're going to find that a lot of people have been touched by this one. Leukemia and lymphoma—they're both two big ones. My wife's father passed away
from Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes, from lymphoma. Yes.
How old was he?
He was 70.
Don't freak me out.
He was in his 70s, so he was older.
And do you know when he got diagnosed?
He smoked for a while. Yeah, he was.
Well, she said that she asked. It was nothing lifestyle related because she's like, she did bring that up. Because I think she wondered, did I do this to myself? You know, people try to, and you didn't do it to yourself, you know.
He stopped after a while, but it wasn't that. It was because it attacked your immune system. He passed away from pneumonia. Something completely different because it tears down. The lymphoma will tear down your immune system.
That's what my little cousin said. She said, that's why I was getting fevers because my immune system was trying to fight it off. And she goes, I just kind of pushed it off.
We got some texts at 71037. Someone texted in, I had the same problem. I had a cyst on my ovary and the doctors told me my pain was too high. Nope. 8-pound tumor on my ovary. Always know your pain and keep going back, someone said.
Ooh, that's a serious, serious thing. I mean, it's true. Don't give up. Because she would. A lot of people would have given up and said, because I'm talking about my little cousin calling me and telling me she got diagnosed with cancer. She has Hodgkin's lymphoma, 25. And she says, you know, she just, they were telling her, somebody, literally they wrote down she was depressed because she was sleeping so much. And she's like, something isn't right. She's like, something isn't right here.
Another text.
And she kept going, thank God.
We got a text at 71037. Someone said they were diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer at 29 and is a survivor. So,
because I talked about my other good friend who got diagnosed at 35 with stage 4. I mean, it's like so unfair.
My half brother had.
Pisses me off.
Testicular cancer. My
half
brother.
That's right. And he was like 20.
25. He is 25 years old, my half brother.
I have a positive story about testicular cancer. He's okay right now.
He is, because he had one removed and caught it soon enough. And he felt something off, because if you feel something or you see something abnormal on your body, go talk to your doctor about
100%.
It. 100%. What's worse, paying a copay or a couple $100 maybe to go see the doctor if you have something that you're worried about, or your life? Yeah, well, go ahead. What were you going to say about?
I had a cousin 20 years ago get testicular cancer at a young age like that.
Yeah.
They told him, you'll never have kids.
Uh-huh.
And him and his wife have 4 grown children now, by the way. Because this was 20 years ago, and they were blown away when they got pregnant.
I said the same thing to my half brother.
So there's some hope for those people.
Do you want kids? And he was like, I don't know. I don't think so, but I still can. So you still got one of the guys working.
I don't know enough about cancer. I'm just breaking it down and being honest, because I have not.
There's so many types of it.
There's so many types. And so, you know, I just have to. And then you get on the internet and you want to educate yourself.
Oh, then you scare
yourself. Luckily, like I said, she's got a good support system, my little cousin, with people, and my friend as well, who has breast cancer, have good support systems with a lot of people helping them and getting them the right medical treatment. I wish everybody had that, you know?
One more text from 71037 real quick. I am an oncology nurse, and listening to you guys on my way into work, patients have to be their own advocate and keep fighting. And then last but not least,
I got goosebumps.
She said, F cancer, which is just.
Thank you.
So,
he or she, whoever the
person is. I think I'm in shock, though, because I haven't cried.
No.
So this morning I was driving to work, because she called me, and when my little cousin told me all this, I got Hodgkin's lymphoma, I got diagnosed, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to have to do chemo, I'm going to deal with all this. What she said was, can you let just, you know, your side, like, so my mom and my sisters
and
dad.
Find out, and then
so
you
I had, because her and I are, so I call my mom, I say, you need to call XYZ, you know,
here's the deal. Yes.
And so I think that because I got put in that mode where I had to deal with it, I have it a process and I'm in denial.
You are still.
I'm totally in denial right now. Like, am I just, so well, props, I'm just going to say she's going to be okay. We're going to take care of her.
You're not going to say it because it's going to happen. That's what you're not, you're speaking because that's what it's going to be.
And that's what she needs. She needs your positive vibes right now. That's what she needs.
And I said to her, you wanted me to go down so you could talk to the boys, because I was upstairs hiding to talk to her, my little cousin. And she said, yeah. So I said, it's okay. She goes, everybody keeps calling me to feel sorry for me. I just want you to call me and tell me something that has nothing to do with anything that's going to make me laugh. I said, honey, I could do that.
Yeah. Allie, let me give you a little bit of credit, okay?
What?
There's a lot going on, and you have been just a little bit more crazy than usual on a Friday, which is totally crazy.
I'm insane. Right? You already thought I was insane. We have hit level 10.
But I'm giving we're just 10. You're
props,
at 12.
Props from keeping
I'm beyond 12. I'm beyond 12.
You're running
right
in place, for Christ's sake. Jesus.
Stop giving her coffee, canteen boy. Stop giving her coffee, please.
Intern canteen boy, can you fill up my coffee?
No, you're cut off from coffee. Jeez.
Fine, Diet Coke.
No,
we do cancer. We do, and I sure speak for many people. We hope that everything is fine, and please keep us updated on your cousin's status, please.
I will.
Thank you.
Crazy. And get yourself to the doctor if something isn't right. Don't let somebody tell you something's wrong when you know something's wrong is the moral of the story.
And one more time, last but not least.
F cancer.
And if you missed this and just came in, we'll post it on our website later, okay?
At 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.